All right, I'm here at the ethanol conference in Omaha, and with me is Mike Giambalvo, who is president of FibroChem. Now, tell me exactly, Mike, what is Fibro?
Fibro is an animal health and nutrition company. We produce medicated and nutritional feed additives. We also have a performance products group, which FibroChem is part of, that does specialty chemicals for industries such as oral care, hair care, and, yes, ethanol.
Wow, so you're going to do a lot of different things. Now, here at the ethanol conference, maybe people might know your products and not necessarily the company.
Yes, people probably know the product Lactrol. Lactrol has been in the industry since probably the early 90s. It's been actually in the ethanol industry globally for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And Lactrol was a product that we marketed through our animal health division up until 2005, and that's when the FibroChem, which is our family business, the business that started the whole Fibro Animal Health organization, we took the product, put it there, dedicated resources, and we've built an ethanol team.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the connection then? It seems like a lot of times here we're seeing the livestock industry and the ethanol industry being kind of at odds when we've seen our feed costs go up for the livestock producers. But you're working both sides of that issue.
Yes. Well, we believe it can be harmony, and we have three businesses that address the ethanol industry and the animal health and nutrition industry: the Fibro Animal Health Division, our Prince Agri Products business unit, and FibroChem. You know, we're dealing with our customers and their customers, and we certainly see the whole picture, the value of not just the ethanol, but the co-products that come out of there and that end up in the animal feed and nutrition business.
What do you think about the health of the ethanol industry right now?
Well, it's been a dynamic year. I think that there's been some real challenges in terms of feedstock prices, actually facing a lot of industries, not just the ethanol industry. I think generally margin compression and rising feedstock costs are giving all of us challenges in all different areas. But I do see recovery. I still think the mission is correct, and it's still one of the solutions to our dependency on oil. And, you know, we're committed, and I think, you know, generally what we've seen now, some relief on the corn prices, and obviously I think that the industry's probably getting a little bit healthier right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just hired a guy that some people would know in this industry, Tom Slenica, and he's your vice president for marketing now as of just a couple of days ago, right? And here at the conference, and he's getting around and visiting with old friends here. But now, as far as hiring Tom is concerned and the direction of your company is going, what are your plans at this point for the future?
Well, you know, we're real excited about Tom joining the team, and I think it speaks to, number one, our commitment to bring the best talent to our business, and also hopefully Tom sees a real bright future for a company that I think addresses not just the renewable fuel area, but also obviously the animal health and nutrition business. Part of what we have a great message and a great story and a great product, great people, and we want to make the industry aware and really promote our message, understand, listen to the industry, and I think Tom's going to get us the ability to get more into the community than we've been in. I mean, people know our name, our product. Now they need to get to know the people and the company behind it, and I think Tom's an excellent way to get that done.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Mike. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.